Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah, this guy played for the black and yellow, black and yellow. B-Mac joins us on the WaitForward.com hotline. Brian McFadden, he does an amazing podcast as well. And ironically, on the podcast, he had a chance to catch up. It's called All Things Covered, with a guy that we may draft. But before we get to that, I got to say, congratulations, Mr. Investor. I guess that's what we have to say to get this started. You've invested in some chicken chains?
I'm basically, you know, in the fourth quarter of this opportunity, you know what I mean, with finalizing everything. But, you know, question, I mean, what individual don't like good chicken, right?
No doubt. Really.
What are we talking about? And we here in the South, so you know fried chicken, you know what I'm saying, is always a go-to. You feel me?
It is Gus Fried Chicken. Gus is a variety of locations here in Atlanta, Peachtree Center, Roswell Road right there in Sandy Springs, across from the Toyota dealership, Chamblee, Peachtree Road. There's a bunch of locations. There's one in Kennesaw, downtown Kennesaw.
And every time we talk about, like, fried chicken, Brian, you know, we get all – people always say Gus is, if not the best, it's certainly always considered one of the best in the South. So that's outstanding, man. I like it.
No question. At some point in time, man, we all got to get together, man, and break bread or break chicken together, man, and have a good time, man. All four locations are on point. Kennesaw has a lot to be happy with in regards to their basketball team, you know, making national news, getting an opportunity to do some things in the tournament, so they should be fired up as well. But like you mentioned, man, all four locations are on point. If you love good chicken, if you love an opportunity just to fraternize and have a great time, there's no other spot in Atlanta than Gus.
All right, let's talk some football, because I know
– let's talk turkey.
Because I know you have opinions about the Lamar tweet. What did you make of it yesterday? Because it's got everybody talking. Mike and I are still talking about what it may mean. Our coaches come out, Arthur Smith, and said, listen, Desmond Ridder, we intend for him to be the starter. He said that today. What did you make of this Lamar tweet?
Yo, I'm happy to hear something from Lamar Jackson, to hear something specifically from Lamar Jackson, because we were only hearing something from the Ravens side of things. And now there were speculations about this is what Lamar wants, this is what he's saying, this is what he's not saying. But to see him individually finally come out and talk about his situation, I applaud him for that. But guys, I feel like this was a little too late. He should have did this last year. He should have requested a trade last year before stepping on the field with the Baltimore Ravens without a contract. He should have made this happen a year ago because he had more leverage. Number one, he didn't have a tag over his head. Number two, they had a lot to be hyped about in regards to the 2022 season based on what they did in 2021. So clearly the Ravens, their back was against the wall a year ago because many people felt like they had an opportunity to do damage in the AFC based on having a healthy Lamar Jackson come back and play outstanding football. So it's still a wait and see process. Baltimore still holds all the leverage, but just hearing that he wants to be out of Baltimore is dicey for all of us who are in the media, because as you mentioned, we are talking about this. We're going to monitor this situation until a trade happens or a trade does not happen.
I know that the Falcons, I think, were the first, and then everybody else came out there. We are not interested in Lamar Jackson. It was almost like a hostage video. Bryant, we just played some audio from Rich Eisen from his show yesterday, basically saying if ever there was a team to do it, it would be Arthur Blank saying, look, general manager, coach, I know you've got a plan. I need to get some fannies in the seats because I think he was pushing for the Deshaun Watson thing. Do you think? I mean, do you still think the Falcons are, because of the owner, would be the odds-on favorite or even money to get this guy?
I wouldn't say even money as the favorites, but I definitely believe the Falcons should entertain it because, as you mentioned, a year ago we heard, right, we don't know how true it was, but we heard they were definitely involved in the Deshaun Watson situation. So if you were trying to land Deshaun Watson a year ago, Lamar Jackson is a guy that doesn't have the off-the-field issues that were lingering with Deshaun a year ago. He's been an outstanding player on and off the football field. Now, of course, it's all about the money, but if you were trying to go get Deshaun Watson, why wouldn't you try to go get Lamar Jackson? Like, you know, we don't know exactly what it would cost in regards to trade compensation, in regards to money and contracts, but I don't think it would hurt to see what it would cost to get something done with a Lamar Jackson. Because I'll say this right now, guys. If there are a few teams without Lamar Jackson, they're not a playoff caliber team. But if you were to add Lamar Jackson, they instantly become a playoff caliber team. And Atlanta would be one. Just think about if you had Lamar Jackson with the Falcons right now. Would you guys honestly say they're a playoff caliber team? Yes or no?
We're winning this division. He's better. He's better than Derek Carr. I don't know what Carolina's rookie quarterback situation is going to be, and I know he's better than Baker Mayfield. So we win the division.
Exactly. And guess what, Carl? You didn't even think about it. You answered that easily.
Yeah, because I think we know it's the most important position on the field, which is why Mike and I continue to talk about the doubts that I think most Falcon fans have, fair or unfair, about Desmond Ridder. Let's talk about Christian Gonzalez, man, because I know you had him on the podcast, and we're looking at the draft. All Things Covered is the podcast, guys. Check it out. Brian McFadden, our guest. He's 6'1", 200 pounds maybe, 199, whatever it's going to be. He's got, you know, the length. He runs 4.3. He's out of Oregon, guys, if you're wondering, and considered to be the best corner maybe on the board. What did you learn about Christian Gonzalez that maybe will get us excited in case, B-Mac, we draft this guy 8th overall?
Man, guys, man, Carl, Mike, he's a good kid. He's a good kid, man. He's one of those individuals. When you watch him play football and you talk to him off the football field, you don't recognize him. He's so soft-spoken, extremely polite, respectful. He's the type of kid you wouldn't mind talking to your daughter. And you can't say that about a lot of ball players. I'm sorry. I'm just keeping it real. let's keep it real. You can't say that about a lot of good ball players that are superstars.
That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying?
That's true.
I was talking to him, and it took a while for him to kind of open up to me, man. We kind of got things flowing. Man, he's a good kid, man. He does things the right way. And I didn't know this about him. He comes from an extremely athletic family. His dad played Division I football, basketball. His two sisters were on they ran track in college on scholarships. One of his sisters ran in the Olympics. So he comes from an extremely athletic background. And one of the guys that he talked about in regards to how he models his game, Pat Surtain Jr. When you talk about the measurables, he might be a little faster than Pat, but the length, the measurables, his skill set, he reminds me a lot of Pat Surtain Jr. And I can tell you this much, I wouldn't be surprised to see that type of production that we saw from Pat Surtain in Denver his rookie year for Christian Gonzalez during his rookie campaign as well.
It is Brian McFadden. He knows something about the position, man. He came from DBU, Florida State, and two Super Bowl wins with the Steelers. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. In case we win edge rush, or let's just say, for crazy's sake, the Jalen Carter fell to us, it's considered, Bryant, a really deep cornerback draft. Could you still get quality in the second round if we went somewhere else?
Oh, no question. Oh, my goodness. You talk about – I think the cornerbacks at that position might be the deepest of any position in the draft this year. That's the thing. Like, I might be biased because I just had an opportunity to talk to Christian Gonzalez. You know what I mean? So – if he's there at 8, you know, clearly I don't think people will be mad if you go get him. But if you don't, you might not get a Christian Gonzalez in the second round, but you still get a guy that can eventually become a starter for you at some point in time early in his career here in Atlanta. So it's all about what the Falcons actually want. And I've been saying this time and time again in regards to the Jalen Carter situation. For us in the media, we only know what we hear.
Right.
Right? But it's the Falcons that get an opportunity to talk to him, to kind of feel out his situation, to talk to the people that has been hands-on with him throughout his collegiate career down in Athens. You know what I mean? To kind of figure out who he is as a player on and off the football field. But we know about the talent, but it's the other things that are really, you know, limiting his ability to be a top drafted player with him. But let's keep it real. The Falcons have been trying to find a way to resolve their interior of their front for such a long time. They got to continue to try to do so to roll the dice. But to answer your question, if everything checks out well for Jalen Carter, and if he's there at 8, you got to go get him.
Yeah.
You got to go get him. And I've been saying this, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I think with Jalen Carter, based on his skill set and his talent, there's no gray area. He's either white or black. Either he's going to be Quinnen Williams or Albert Haynesworth.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I agree. Brian, being a corner, what's the transition? All right. Let's just say we get Gonzalez. Since we're talking about him, you just had him on the podcast. What's that transition like? Because A.J. Terrell came in here, and everybody was kind of like, oh, and I said, hey, give the guy a chance, man. Give the kid a chance. And he balled out his first couple of years and really showed that he could be an elite corner. My point is, I don't think it takes long, right, for that transition. It is the NFL, but you've lived it. What is that like?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Man, for a guy like Christian Gonzalez, hypothetically speaking, if he gets drafted to the Falcons, that's a great situation for him as a young pup. Because instantly he comes into a room where A.J. Terrell is an alpha dog. He's a guy that's well-respected in the league, and he does things the right way on and off the football field. But outside of A.J. Terrell, don't forget about veteran Casey Hayward, who just bees where he's supposed to be. He's not the flashiest of a cornerback, but he's always where he needs to be, and he's been around the block. So now you tell that young pup in Gonzalez, follow these two individuals in the weight room, on the practice field, in film study, learn what it means to be a pro. Because both of those individuals, they have experience and a resume of high-level play, especially coming from A.J. Terrell. So now, guess what? You got three corners that you trust. And the unique thing about Christian Gonzalez, and he talked about this, you don't usually see 6'1", 6'2", corners being able to play inside in the slot. He has that versatility, and he doesn't mind doing that. So he's not just a one-trick pony where he's an outside corner. He's the guy that can play the inside. He can play the slot. He can play the nickel or the dime, and he can do so extremely well. So I love that. Not to mention this, guys, hypothetically speaking, Christian Gonzalez, A.J. Terrell, Casey Hayward. You got a former first rounder in Hughes as well, right? I'm not mistaken. Right. Didn't the Falcons get Hughes?
Yeah, he's back in the first round. And by the way,
Jesse Bates.
Right.
And then the other safety, young safety I like
Richie Grant.
Grant. What would you rank that secondary in the NFC South you had those guys?
No, it's strong. That's the
old debate, though. We just talked about this with the former GM, Bryant, building from the back or starting with the front. I mean, obviously, you just talked about it, but it's still those guys still got to hang for 4.5 seconds if you don't get the quarterback on the ground.
No question. And see, that's the thing about with inside the building. They got to figure out what's more important for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, do you believe Christian Gonzalez is a can't-say-no prospect and we got to go get him? Because if we do have him and A.J. Terrell, it helps out the guys on the front. Or do you believe we might not get Christian Gonzalez type in the second round, but the player in the first round can kind of take up some of the missing production that we won't get from Christian Gonzalez? So it all depends on how they draft for the Falcons. Is it most important player or the best player or positional needs?
Great stuff as always. Go check out the podcast, guys. You can check him out, CBSSports.com, CBS HQ. He's all over the place. It's Brian McFadden.
And Augustus Chicken.
And go get that Gus's, baby.
Hey, man, we got
no question. The next time, hey, the next time I come on, you know, I might have a few gift coupons and certificates. If you say the right code word, like you love B-Mac, we might get you a free box of chicken.
I want the chicken brought to the studio, Brian, not to be greedy. We want the chicken.
Oh, no question. Hey, I rock with you guys. No question. I will personally bring some to you, and we can go ahead and do a taste review on air and give me your unbiased opinion about what you think.
All right. Now, I like that. We love these blind taste tests,
right,
man.
I might need four boxes to get it right.
We eat a lot of chicken. Hey, man, appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.